JLo, 1690 AM. Hey, everybody. Did you know that Poozafest is happening right now as we're talking? In fact, I think at this point, if he's not on stage right now, he will be on stage in 12 minutes. Gab De La Vega, who I started this entire set off with, is going to be playing at Pooza. So you should go downtown and listen to that and listen to this show while you're watching him. That's the only thing you should do. That's the only way you can do both of these things. And that's what you should do, because I told you you should. I don't think there's any other reason. Right. Good. Great. After that, you got to hear some St. Catharines with "Get Your Politics Out of My Hair," which is probably that was put out in 2006. So right now it would be "Get Your Politics Out of My Whatever Thing" that has had politics in it for so long, and everyone is so dumb they don't understand that that's true. So that was actually off of the record that they are kind of celebrating their 20th anniversary of, which is, I mean, it's crazy that there are bands in Montreal that are still doing things that have been able to last for 20 years because, Crab Bucket Syndrome is real here. Dancing for Decadence is that record, just in case you were wondering about that. And then some Cancer Bats with Hail Destroyer, which they ended the set off with at the free show yesterday, which was very good. And if you missed it, you know, I mean, everyone in the studio here, all of us are cool because we saw it. So, like, you know, you guys, you should be cool too. I'm not saying you should invent a time machine so you can be cool like all of us here. But you know,
that was definitely cool.
Yeah. I am joined here in studio, as I said I would be, by two gentlemen from the band Louder Temper, who are going to be playing a CD album release. Well, CD? Album?
Album.
Album. I guess
yeah. Physicals. Right. Yeah. You have a physical.
Yeah, we have
here.
Physicals here, so yeah, right.
That's what threw me. That's what it is.
Yeah.
This will be available for you at the show on the 22nd at Foof's. And they're here joining me here. I will let them tell you their names so that you can identify. You can lock in a name to a voice. To know who's talking. So tell the people who he is and what you do's in Louder Temple.
So
or Temper. Temper. I'm sorry. I said Temper.
Yeah, Louder Temper.
Louder Temple.
What's going on? I can't talk with my face. Oh, well.
Different thing.
Different band. Louder Temple. Different band.
So I'm Julian. I play guitar in Louder Temper.
And I'm Alexia. I'm playing guitar too in Louder Temper.
Oh,
and we have Paul, the drummer, Mark, the bass player, and MC, the singer.
Oh man, two guitarists are here. Oh, this is going to cause trouble.
Definitely. We should fight before the end of the show.
Now,
fighting on stage already.
Yeah. Leave that for the stage, you guys. Come on. There has to be a splash zone for everyone for when the fight starts, you know.
Yeah.
I hear that this is your first interview. Is that correct?
Just me.
Just for Julien, but I did an interview for a podcast.
Okay.
So yeah.
Oh, well then I can't do this, because normally when a band tells me it's their first interview, then I have the right to say, "Hey guys, where did you get your band name from?" Which is the just worst, laziest question that anyone can possibly ask.
Yeah.
So, but since you've already done one, then I'm not going to ask that question.
Okay,
because
thanks.
It's lazy and I'm not going to do
thanks.
That. But let's start off. Let's talk about Louder Temper.
Yeah.
What's the history of the band here? Give me.
So the band started in 2023, January 2023, and I wanted to start a band with one of my friends, the first guitarist of the band, and so I met Paul, the drummer, through other friends. He knew Mark, the bass player, and after that we knew MC, the singer, by one of my friends. So mid 2023 in August, all the band was completed, you know, and we started the band. So we did first concert. It was pretty good. And after that, the first guitarist decided to leave because he had other project. So Julien was not so far because he was one of my friends.
Actually, I was really far that day.
Yeah, you were.
I was really.
You
far.
Were in Japan, right?
I was in Japan.
Yeah.
I was waking up. I was doing like a trip for over a month, visiting friends and seeing Japanese bands because I'm pretty big in Japanese metal and rock. And one day I wake up, time difference, obviously, and I receive a message like, hey, are you wishing to join Louder Temper and audition for us? I'm like, man, I'm literally on the other side of the planet right now.
Yeah.
And then it's like, when are you coming back? 20th of December. Let's audition 21st. I'm like, no, man. No, that's not going to happen 21st.
That's true. Yeah, so we did many some audition, and the best was Julien. Even if he was one of my friends, we wanted to do that, you know, by the right way. So yeah, and it fits. And after that, we went in studio to record the album. Yeah. Because a lot of the songs were already done, but some other have to be...
I did some change of some of them.
Yeah, right.
Some others I didn't change it at all. But I always remember the audition. I was like, you've already recorded Damn.
Yeah.
It wasn't released yet, yeah. But you already recorded it. So he sent me the masters or a demo track or whatever.
Yeah, right.
And I started playing it. I was like, ooh, I would add this, this, and that. And we arrive at the day of the auditions. Like, hey, guys, I kind of...
Let's play.
Like,
let's play.
Modify it a bit on my side. I was like, do you want me to play the original version or my version? And I was like, oh, just play your version. And I just played it. I remember Paul turned to me. He's like, we're going to play that one from now on.
Yeah, right.
That's the one.
Yeah, right. And so, yeah, that's the story of the band. So it started in 2023. So we composed a lot of different songs. And now it's...
So for saving and for a saving point of the show, if you come to the show, you will have a different version of Dame than what you can hear on Spotify or platforms.
Yeah, right.
Is that something that does seem like something kind of fun to do? Like release a version and then never play it that way ever again. Like the released version to never
to
play
be honest,
it that way.
I think they only played it three times. The three show you met with the previous guitarist, well, and from there.
No, honestly, we've never played the version. No, but I'm just remembering that right now because we released Dame in February 2025.
I was already in the band at this point. Yeah.
Right. So we've never played the really original version, you know.
But you did three shows with the former guitarist. So I assume the shows you did when the song wasn't.
No, it was a bit different because when we did the recording of Dame with Thomas, so he's from Desolation Studio, he just told us, maybe you should modify that. Maybe you should modify that, you know. And so the version was a bit different.
We should change the title of the album. We should be like Louder Temper, the band that doesn't play songs like every quarter.
Definitely.
This is not the album. Like, you could be like...
So what you have on the album, it's not what you're going to see.
It's like, it's, you know, it's like classic philosophy. This is not an album.
Yeah.
Well, what was it like kind of to write the songs? Were you kind of like the main songwriter who wrote the stuff here and then it got added onto you? Or did you only start after you were like, hey, let me get a band together for all of this?
Oh, we did all the songs together, but I mean... It depends. Some of the songs were done by some of the people in the band, and we just some of the songs are made together during the studio. You know, we try some riffs and let's see what it's gonna be. Paul, the drummer, found old videos from the first song, so Psychosis, and we saw what it was few years ago. It was. Definitely not the same, you know. So it's pretty funny to see what the end and what the beginning, you know, of one song.
Yeah, we're very DIY. Band. But for the song, I like to come up and put my grain of salt in arrangements and everything.
Yeah.
Because huge fan of like math rock and all of, like Polyphia and Animal as Leader kind of thing. So I'm like, it's too much on the times. So I will move this part a little bit just to trick people.
Yeah, that's true. You're like that. Yeah.
I'm very like this. It's like, oh, we're not starting this on the beat. We're just starting off beat. That's it.
Sometimes I like interviewing bands that are kind of fresh because they will realize things about each other during the course of the interview. Like, that's do things like that.
I already realized
that. Yeah.
Well, you have this record. It's going to be coming out. You have it. You have your release show on the 22nd.
Right.
Is there anything that you have special planned for the release show for people? Because I know sometimes bands will like do hey, we're doing a special cover. We're doing a video shoot. We're doing whatever it might be.
We just prepared like a specific show because what we like when we do show. It's like you know have different show because we know that a lot some people are coming, not each show, but yeah. many show. So we want to give them a different show. So for this one, since it's our album release, we want a bit different, more spectacular, you know, play a lot with the public too, with the people, with the crowd. We play at Rock La Cause, at La Causerie a few weeks ago for
last week actually.
Last week, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Time has no meaning. Yeah,
for a contest, you know, and we learned a lot of things when we saw all the different bands. So we know that we have to play a lot with the crowd. The crowd like that. So we try to prepare something like that, you know.
Do you think that your band, I mean, I know you started it off and you were like, I want to start up this band. The band that you have now, is it what you kind of envisioned the sound to be? Or has it kind of radically changed over time?
That's a good question. I don't know. When I wanted to start the band, I wanted like a hard rock band, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But all the people in this band have so different tastes of metal, you know? So that's what brings this kind of sound in our album. So it's a bit different, but it's definitely better.
And that's a funny thing. It's just you and I, we're probably at the end of the spectrum.
Definitely.
Like, you're more hard rock and I'm like djent and deathcore and metalcore. And so I definitely bring some heavier side and he brings some more like
Hard rock side.
That's
why we call that our song border metal. We call it like that because for us, we are just at the limit of the hard rock and metal, you know. Because
at first I was like, I don't have a six ring anymore. I need to reinvest in a six ring.
That's true.
I'm just playing seven string and eight string. Like, my God.
But yeah, this band is better than what I could imagine. You know, a few months ago, we played at Club Soda, so it was so great. We didn't imagine that only 3 years after. So
that was amazing.
What do you kind of see as the difference? Because, like, I struggle with this, as I imagine all of us do. But where do you see as kind of the difference between something like hard rock and metal? Because you have bands like Metallica, right, that people will say have started off metal and now have become hard rock. And when I listen to it, I'm like, well, it's all just Metallica. What's going on? Where is your distinction that you're doing here? So I'm interested to hear where you guys think that line, or like what falls on one side and versus the other of it.
I think for me, it's more about the riffs, the rhythm, and the singing also.
Yeah.
Like if it's more distorted singing that tends to turn around metal, and if it's more like clear singing, well, a few exceptions, like AC/DC is one of the exceptions. But
a good example is we try to work on a new song currently, and this song was made the main riff was made by Julien, and it's definitely the riff is definitely metal, you know. And the singer took this the song and she modified a lot of things, like the structure, but that's okay, it's still metal. But when she puts her voice on the song,
that sounds different.
That sounds so different.
Because at the beginning I was like playing with my guitar and doing like some metalcore basic progression, like what you can hear in almost any metalcore band. And they were like,
so true.
And they were like, wow, that's pretty cool. We should keep this. I was like, well, that's a bit far away from what we want to do. And then it's like, can you put something? So I just tried to envision something that is lighter than metalcore, just keep that as a part of the song but not overuse it. And I ship it to the band, and then a week later MC, our singer, she came back and she Frankensteinized the song. And I was like, what the hell is going on? And then we've been working on that version since then.
Yeah.
And with her voice not going too much into screaming that much, then it sounds very more like us, I guess.
Yeah, and another example is one of the songs on the album, which is called For One Penny. It's definitely an hard rock song at the beginning, and when we wanted to record the album, Julien bring his lead guitar, you know, and it was definitely more metalcore, you know, lead. So it's a bit different, but we still have this hard rock riff, you know. So that's how we have this.
Can we say we invited hard rock core?
Hardcore,
you could say whatever you want. If Atreyu says they invented metalcore, then everyone can say they did anything.
Yeah.
It's gonna be anything core.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, this new record, Psychosis, is...
First record.
Yeah. What a kind of... I know a lot of bands, sometimes just getting out a first record is like, that is the achievement, that is the message, like the, we're here, everyone, so like, pay attention that we're here. Other bands are like, we actually have a theme, a message that we have behind this record.
Yeah.
Where are you guys? Or is it both for you? Like, or is it just one or the other?
Well, it's a bit both. Hmm. Because we have a message through this album, you know. So the lyrics are made by our singer, mm-hmm. most of the lyrics. I mean, every lyric. And she wanted to speak about what happens in the world currently. It's like a look on the world, you know. So it's talking about sad things, violent things, but in other words, there is a positive message through this album. So, for example, we have a song which is talking about somebody walking in the desert, you know, who is really different from all of the world, but this person is still fighting against everything and is gonna leave, you know. So this song is Psychosis.
Fighting his own demons.
Yeah, right.
It's always very metaphorical.
Yeah, yeah, every time. So we have another song which is called Flamingos. It's talking about the team that we can do, everybody together, you know, even if we stand on one feet. So it's
a good song to broadcast right now because with the series. Right. Because it talks about sports team in Montreal, so I'm like,
yeah, definitely. And so you know, it's like we could see that like a negative message, but it's not the case. It's like, yeah, we know that it's a violent world, it's difficult, the life is hard, but if you fight, you're gonna do everything to live, and it's gonna be okay.
It's interesting because you talking about this is like describing these songs. I've been thinking a lot about the dichotomies of metal. So like I had a black metal band in a couple weeks ago, and we were talking about how they are they're very serious. They're a serious black metal band. But also they recognize that black metal in its kind of I guess package is very, you know, theater kid goofy, you know. Let's go with. So there is like them trying to like bridge that kind of dichotomy between we are serious and we are also the most goofy thing that's ever existed.
Yeah.
And there's also things like we're dealing in metal, we have all of these dark themes that are going on, but also this other theme of like,
yeah,
we can, like, we could make this world better if we wanted to do that with each other. So it's kind of interesting to think about those. Like, do you guys consider... Have you guys ever had any kind of thoughts about how there is this kind of push-pull between the facets of different... Even, like, different parts of metal. Things like, you know, here we all are in black t-shirts.
Yeah.
Yet we're all very much individuals who think for ourselves.
You have to abide by the standards.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's funny because MC is a huge fan of black metal.
Mm, okay.
So maybe that's why, you know, who had this kind of...
She's been into symphonic metal, too.
Yeah.
Oh, so definitely theater kid metal then.
Yeah,
that,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's true. I always forget about symphonic metal and how that's like, that's really theater kid metal.
Yeah.
And then it's black metal underneath that.
Yeah, but I don't think I take... I don't think I take this too seriously either.
No,
either. And then I've seen interviews of, like, I think it's Knock Blues guitarist and even Peeling Flesh guys that do, like, very brutal music. It's like, when we write things, we just laugh, and the more stupid it sounds, the better it is.
Yeah, we also have a song with a different sense, you know?
Yeah.
So we're not gonna talk it about more.
We cannot talk about it now.
No, we're gonna leave the time. No, but we're gonna leave the people to find, you know? And so we have some goofy things.
We're actually promoting that song for the album.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
There are certain times where I understand radio is not a visual medium, but if I could have had just 10 seconds for it to catch that to catch the reaction of your face.
Yeah. Like, it was like, oh my god, we're not talking about that right now, you know?
Okay, it's 4 p.m. We cannot talk about that.
We can talk about anything if
yeah,
we
yeah.
Oh, no. It's nothing serious.
Let me ask you, because there's obviously a big to-do right now in all forms of art about AI, which is coming up a lot as companies try to force it down our throats at every point in time. What is kind of your guys' thoughts on AI? You obviously aren't making AI music, but like, are you a band that would be like, we'd do an AI album cover, we would do something like that? Like, do you have a firm stance like no, or are there exceptions you have for it?
It depends who in the band.
Well, yeah, it depends. We don't have the same things about thinking about that.
I work in IT. I'm sold to AI.
Oh yeah, yes, I understand. So you are obviously being pushed AI like in every aspect of everything you do, I'm sure.
No,
really?
Oh, I do not do AI for music and creativity. Like, no, I think it has to be human, because you want to throw your feelings into what you're doing. AI has no feeling. It's just a tool that is designed to help you do something. And the only thing I use for the band is marketing campaign. The only thing I use to plan a campaign for the release of the album or release of a song is I do a schedule based on AI, and that's it. Hmm. That's the only thing we use AI for.
But honestly, we don't use AI so much just for that. That's horrible, because you know, on the cover of the album there is an eye like this, you know, this this beautiful image. It was made by one of my friends, and we released this image it was for Final Boss. We had another image made by this friend, and a lot of people on Instagram said, oh, this is AI, oh no, AI alert, you know. We were just like, oh no, seriously, we paid for that. So you know?
And I remember Paul, our drummer, he filmed the show at Club Soda, then he put out some clips on his Instagram, and people was like, it's AI. It was like, he's literally filming himself playing at Club Soda. I was like, what is AI in that? Nothing. Yeah. It's like, I think some people, not everyone, they're just losing their mind over it, but... Mm.
So no, we're not using so much AI just for marketing or
marketing
things like
campaign,
that. But to create the music, it's out of
even
out
the
of
content
question.
On social media is just all done by ourselves.
Yeah.
Do you think? I mean, this is kind of larger than just kind of the AI portion of it. I would actually take it back even to like the Spotify, like always instant access of everything. Do you think that we've gotten to a point where we are kind of devaluing music to an extreme degree? Because it feels like people are like, oh yeah, of course I'll listen to this album day one, I'll listen to like three tracks, oh, I got distracted, I didn't listen to the whole thing, I'll go back to it later, I always want to have it, I don't really want to buy it. Like, is there an argument to be made that kind of streaming has devalued music?
My personal take on that, whatever is streaming or AI, is that's a good thing for live bands.
Mm-hmm.
That's a bad thing for people that release music and try to make money from their bedroom or whatever and never play shows live.
Mm, interesting.
Because nowadays, you need to connect with people. Like there's so much offer. If you don't go out and play shows for people, then what's the point? You're going to be blasted like in a venue like once in a while and make nothing out of it. So I think like if we go to Suno or this kind of AI crap, because we all have heard the interview of the CEO of Suno, and you're like, this guy doesn't know what he's talking about.
Not at all.
it's just for people, and now they're begging people to come to Suno to just create stuff with them, because nobody's using them. It's like, I've been there like 2 days, I was like, that's fun, okay, I had my fun, bye. And then no, it's not. Now nowadays you have to go out, put on shows, bring people in, and that's I think it's back to what it was like probably like 30, 40 years ago, before the streaming platform things and before AI. People want to see people actually delivering music, not just listening.
I mean, that's true. That is kind of the interesting part of the AI conversation that I have not thought of, is the fact that perhaps the counter to that is like, oh, I don't even know if this is a real band, but if I see them with my own eyes, I know it's not an AI band.
Right. Look, Angie de Poitrine.
Yeah?
Look what they're doing.
Yeah. A band that looks like it could be made by AI and yet
definitely.
Isn't.
Definitely.
So. Well, let's listen to some Louder Temper. We've talked about you, but I haven't played anything by you yet. I have your Bandcamp up here. I figure we could play Psychosis because that, you know, that's is the title track from the record.
Yeah.
Does that sound like a good idea for you?
Oh yeah. Definitely. Okay. Definitely.
Now, if you were to say, is Psychosis, since it is the title track, would you say it's representative of the whole record, or is it kind of an anomaly on here?
No, for the most part, I think For One Penny is the anomaly.
Yeah. Maybe Psychosis is more punk music, you know. Mm. We have another song, Final Boss, is more
metal,
you know.
But I think it was the obvious title for the album, and it was the obvious.
Yeah, because also the lyrics of this song is really representative of the album for this. But no, the song, you know, herself, no.
Well, let's listen to some Psychosis from Psychosis.
Sure.
By
Psychosis Temper.
No trifectas in play here, everyone. Enjoy this Louder Temper Psychosis. We'll play some ads and then we'll come back and we'll chat a little bit more. And then it's almost the end of the show. Crazy how time flies, doesn't it?
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So stay tuned, everyone. This is Grade A Explosives, CJLO 1690 AM. More with Louder Temper after this.